Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. I'm Deborah Morgan. Mostly clear and chilly tonight with a low in the mid-40s, then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high of 66. Here are some of the stories we're following for you right now in the WRAL newsroom. It appears the man accused of killing Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd had help escaping from a Virginia jail. Adriana Maureen Sotelo is charged with providing her brother with a getaway car, a red Mustang, which was parked at the Piedmont Regional Jail. Still no sign of Alder Maureen Sotelo, who escaped very early Sunday morning and was only noticed missing more than 24 hours later. Tonight at 6, WRAL Investigates uncovers new security concerns at that jail. A truck hauling garbage crashed, forcing I-40 to close for hours this morning. And this had some people calling this one of the worst morning commutes in Raleigh in years. Garbage was all over the highway near Avon Ferry Road. The truck driver was cited for losing control. I-40 was shut down for nearly 5 hours. The DOT is ready to resurface a big section of Wade Avenue inside the Beltline. Beginning tonight, expect overnight lane closures along various sections of Wade between Ridge Road and Capitol Boulevard. The lane closures will be in place from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. weekdays. For more on any of these stories, head to WRAL.com or use the WRAL News app. Have a great evening.